From IPM News, I'm Kimberly Schofield. This is Morning Edition. Good morning. Today is Thursday, July 3rd at 8:54, coming up right at 8:55. And we have Ellen Dearden on the line to talk about the opening market. Good morning, Ellen.
Good morning to you, Kimberly. And grain futures mostly have continued the rally that began the middle of the week. Talk is that President Trump will be in Iowa at the state fairgrounds and today and make some kind of announcement. The hope is that will be a grain deal, particularly one with China. We'll have to wait and see. But that has underpinned this market all week. The House vote on the budget bill came through, but now, has not come through because there's still a lot of loose ends between the difference between the House passed budget bill and the one in the Senate. So weather in the next 7 to 10 days looks pretty benign, and the trade is convinced that we've got big crops coming in the U.S. So right now we see the September corn futures at 420.5, up 2.5. December 436.75, up 3.25. On the bean side of things, we're about 3 cents higher, but we've been up another 7 cents from this. So the August beans are at 10.57.5, up 4, and November's at 10.52, up 4 cents. A lot of resistance comes in on those November beans at 10.62. On the wheat side of things, we've slipped into the minus column. This will be a big harvest week, I would think, in Kansas and Oklahoma again. Chicago wheat on the July 551.75, down 4.25. December 582, down 1.75. Kansas City wheat is holding just about steady this morning. Minneapolis wheat up about 7. On the meal side of things, we are seeing meal buying versus bean oil selling. That's been opposite done all week long. The July meal is $2.75.60. That's up $3.20. On the livestock side of things, we tried to continue yesterday's cattle rally. We did have reports of a little bit firmer cash action already this morning. We do have an awful lot of talk about what's coming up with the cattle from Mexico being allowed sporadically through ports starting next week into Arizona. We've got the August live cattle at $213.40. That's up 92 cents. December's at $210.82, up 70. On the feeder cattle side of things, October feeders at $306.92 is up 50 cents. We've got August hogs, $107.30, up down 60. We've got December's at $83.90, down 37. The hog market's been kind of a choppy affair all week long. On the metals markets, we're mixed. The crude oil's down about 45 cents at $67 on the nearby August. We've got the dollar index higher today. That's on a hoped-for reconciliation between the House and Senate versions of the big budget bill, which includes the farm bill. This is Ellen Dearden reporting from AgriView in Morton, Illinois.